Today is Tuesday, October 6th, 2020. Time now for a look at local news on the tornado, powered by NewsDakota.com. I'm Jacob Just reporting. A student at Jefferson Elementary School in Valley City was hit by a vehicle on Central Avenue as he was crossing the road on Monday, October 5th. The student was transported to Mercy Hospital for evaluation and precautionary reasons. Valley City Public Schools Superintendent Josh Johnson said that they're thankful that the student will be okay. However, it does serve as a safety reminder for everyone as to tell children to use crosswalks when crossing the street and encourage parents and guardians to drop off children in the parking lots when available or use the same side of the road as the school. In other news, several Joe Biden yard signs were removed from yards in Valley City over the weekend. Over 40 signs were stolen from the private property, with some being stolen in broad daylight. During one of the daylight thefts, a license number was obtained and reported to the police. The thieves had to trespass onto private property to take the signs. Stealing campaign signs is a crime in all 50 states and can include a large fine and or even jail time in some states. Police Chief Phil Hatcher said that they did get several reports over the weekend. He said the case is still open, pending information and video, if they can find some. Hatcher said the person doing this could be charged with theft and criminal trespass. Both are B misdemeanors, that is, punishable by up to 30 days in jail and a $1,500 fine. And finally, the U.S. Supreme Court has refused to take up an appeal from South Dakota's only death row inmate, who was sentenced to death after he pleaded guilty to taking part in a torture killing 20 years ago. The court did not comment Monday in leaving in place the death sentence for Briley Piper, an Alaska man who was one of three people convicted in the killing of Chester Allen Powage of Spearfish, South Dakota. One has been executed and the other is serving a life sentence in prison. Prosecutors said the three men were high on methamphetamine and LSD when they decided to burglarize Powage's home. The episode ended with the men stoning Powage to death. That is a look at local news. For news anytime, log on to NewsDakota.com. I'm Jacob Just reporting.